Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and 14 to 24. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, he has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly, the right hand of the Lord exalts, the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live, and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of the righteousness, that I may enter in through them, and give thanks to the Lord, that this gate of the Lord, the righteous, shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 19. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God said that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse, and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse, and what it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was the evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the waters that were gathered together he called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed and fruit, trees bearing fruit in which their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and the trees bearing fruit in which their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the expanse of heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and for years, and let them be lights in the expanse of heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of heavens to give light on earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 to 49. But someone will ask, How are the dead raised, and with what kind of body do they come? You foolish person, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat and some other grain. But God gives to a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. For not all flesh is the same, but there is one kind of human, another kind for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There is one glory of the sun, and one glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for stars differ from star to star in glory. It is so with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, and then last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is the first, but the natural, then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As it was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. As is the man of heaven, so there are also those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble coming to you from Sacramento, California. Today's readings come to us from Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and 14 to 24, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 19, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 to 49. Welcome to the Monday after Easter. We now begin in the Episcopal tradition and other liturgical traditions what is known as the Easter season or Eastertide. It is a 50-day celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ prior to Pentecost, when we will go back into ordinary time, which is a 50-day time frame. This is the second longest season in the church liturgical church year. And today's readings come to us from the 1 Corinthians, and it's called, entitled, The Resurrection Body. And this is one of the little things in our faith that people go, huh? And we've never seen a resurrected body. There's a meme running around. It's Happy Easter Jesus Zombie Day. We, in our modern culture, refer to the Walking Dead. So Jesus was the Walking Dead, which he was not. He was resurrected. And as Paul points out in his letter to the church at Corinth today, that there's a physical human body made from dust, Adam, but the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The last Adam he's referring to here is Jesus, and there's the spiritual and the natural. Jesus was resurrected in the spiritual, not in the natural, is that what we gain from the reading here with Paul. So that makes it a little different, and when we talk about Jesus and when he appears to the disciples and the apostles, and all the different readings and stories that we have that come out of this, depending on which gospel resurrection you read, Jesus appeared as a gardener. There was a glowing light figure that appeared. Jesus didn't reveal himself to the women until he said, "Whom do you seek?" And his eye, until he says, "I am," and oh, here we go. So he revealed himself that way. Until that point, the women at the tomb hadn't recognized him. And we have all these different stories that come out, because these are retellings of what happened. Understand that the Gospels is the Gospel of Mark, not the Gospel written by Mark, because we know that the Gospels came out somewhere 30, 50 years later. So these probably were not even the original disciples that wrote them. But when they went out, you had churches. So Mark went and taught to people. Matthew went and taught to people. Luke went and taught to people. You know, John, etc. All the different apostles went out and talked to different people. So you wound up with the disciples being considered the Gospels. And we have the four canonical Gospels. There's also the Gospel of Thomas and some others out there that are not canonical, and some of which weren't even known at the time the canon was made. But they're the teachings. These are the people retelling the teachings. That's why the stories are different. Because for Matthew the tax collector, and Luke, the physician, you've got two different experiences. Like, they're going to pick out different things. There's a lot of overarching things, but again, we're going back to, as a physician, Luke points out different things than Matthew does as a tax collector. So all the Gospels, it's like taking four witnesses to an event of different backgrounds and then turning around and telling them to retell what they saw in that event. You're going to get similarities. You're also going to get differences. So, because we look at things and refer to things based on our experience, what we're taught is important, how we view things, what we were in. We may have seen one thing and the other people didn't see it, you know, those types of things that go on. But the important part to remember here is in the resurrection of Jesus, we have the new covenant. The new covenant is what is important right now, and that is what matters. And our new covenant is to love God with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus also goes on to say during Maundy Thursday that doing this, you know, when he washes their feet, showing that is that he's setting an example for his disciples that they are to be servants, that they are to humble themselves. There's a difference between being humble and lowering yourself, by the way. There are some folks who believe, well, he's talking about lowering yourself to the status of a servant. That's not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus affirmed, "You call me Lord and teacher, and I am. But I'm also doing this." So this is where we get the concept of humility, humbling oneself. You still are whatever it is that you are, your status, but you do humble works, is another way of looking at it. You don't make that of yourself. We've all heard the phrase, "You ain't all that." That's what we're talking about. Be humble. You can be good. You can be a teacher. You can be wealthy. You can be a leader, but do it with humility. One of the things we talk about in leadership is being a servant leader. The best leaders that I have ever been associated with were those leaders who there was no job that they weren't willing to do. It didn't matter what it was. I remember a specific instance where I had someone who was an appointed position. So he'd been appointed by a politician. It's called a career executive assignment with the state. And I was the dispatcher. We had a major fire going up in the north end of California. And I was trying to move a lot of fire engines. We were working our master mutual aid system. And this person was in there with us. He was the director of a region, the Pacific region where the fire was. And the phone's ringing. And he said, "No, you do what you're doing. We need to get those fires. I'll take care." He answered the phones. He didn't have to. At his level, you don't answer phone calls. You know, someone calls for them, and they'll see if they're available. Those types of things. So this is an example of what Jesus is talking about, is humble yourself. Nothing is too low for you to do. Because if I, your Savior, your Lord, your teacher, can wash your feet, you can wash the feet of others. And as I talked about before, this was a very menial task, a very necessary task, but a very menial one. So as we start Eastertide here and we're looking at the resurrection, and now we have the new covenant with God through the death and resurrection of Jesus. One of the things, let's look at being humble. Being the one who will do what needs to be done. It doesn't matter how, quote, low, unquote, the job is. But humble ourselves. Amen.
A prayer for quiet confidence from the Book of Common Prayer.
O God of peace, who has taught us that in returning and rest we shall be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be our strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where PewPew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with PewPewHQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.